first it's the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tuna's going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. F-Rock to Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board.
Welcome to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on the mighty, mighty WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. It's 5:03 p.m. My name's Bill Lupoletti. I bring you this program here every Friday from 5 until 7 p.m., and I'm glad to have you aboard. I'd like to make you aware that WRIR would like to give thanks to the Bird Theater for its continued underwriting support. The Bird Theater is a landmark movie palace in the heart of Carytown that views second-run movies. The 7:15 movie this week is The Exorcism of Emily Rose, and the 9:30 movie is The Wedding Crashers. The Saturday, November 12th midnight movie is Sin City, and the Saturday and Sunday 4:30 matinee is The Wedding Crashers. More information about the Bird Theater can be obtained at 353-9911 or online at birdtheater.com. Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, and certainly doing that today. We've got a special program for you today. It's going to be 2 hours of music from Mali in West Africa. And let's get started with the most popular act coming out of Mali right now. This is a record that has swept Africa and Europe and has become popular here in the U.S. You've been listening to it on this station since January, and there are so many great tracks on this that there's plenty of things to play, and hopefully you never get tired of it. This is, of course, I'm talking about Amadou and Mariam, their great new record for 2005 called Dimanche à Bamako, and let's listen to La Paix right here on Global Agogo.
Vive la solidarité entre le peuple. Vive la solidarité entre le peuple. Burkinabé, Mauritanie, Sénégalais, Guinée, Ghana. Vive la solidarité entre le peuple. Yeah.
Here's some brand new music from Mali, from Jelimadi Tunkara, who is the great, great guitar player from the Rail Band. He has a brand new solo record. It's called Solon Kono, and that was the title track. That is just out in Europe. It is not available yet in the U.S., but we do happen to have a copy of some of the tracks here at WRIR, and we're happy to play that for you. And thanks to my colleague David Noyes for obtaining that and passing that along to me. You can hear David's great programs on this station, The Motherland Influence, on Sunday at 5 o'clock that he co-hosts with Charles Williams, and the program called Ambiance Congo on Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. every other week. They will be on this Sunday. It's hosted by David Noyes and Fred Ambizo. And before the new record from Jelimadi, we heard a whole set of new Malian music there. We heard from a new record called In the Heart of the Moon from Ali Farka Touré, the great guitar player, and Toumani Djabate, who's a kora virtuoso. We heard the track Sombon Yaya from In the Heart of the Moon. And we started out with Amadou and Mariam and La Pais from Dimanche à Bamako, one of my favorite records, probably my favorite record so far this year. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we are streaming worldwide on the web at www.wrir.org. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, it's a special show for me this week. We're playing 2 hours of music from Mali, and the occasion is that His Excellency Mr. Ousmane Issoufi Maiga, who is Prime Minister of Mali, is in Richmond, Virginia today. He has been on a whirlwind trip all over the place. He had a reception with Governor Mark Warner and visited school children in the city schools in the 3rd, 4th, and 5th grades who are learning about Malian history, which I don't know if you know this, but Malian history is part of the standards of learning in the Virginia Elementary School curriculum. And he just gave a speech at 4 o'clock at Virginia Commonwealth University. And then they've got more festivities going on the rest of the day. And with that as background, I'm hoping maybe that busy Malian delegation, which also includes the Malian ambassador to the U.S., will have an opportunity to tune into 97.3 and catch some great Malian music artists that they will all be more familiar with than I am, probably. But it's just exciting to have stuff like that going on in your city, and I will tell you more about that as the show goes on. I hope some of you have had the opportunity to attend that lecture. For all I know, it may still be going on. Can't really tell you, but I've got some work to do here on the radio, and unfortunately couldn't take the time out to go check that out. Let me tell you about this. Richmond Recycles on Carey Street offers Richmonders low-cost used bicycles and bicycle repair in an effort to make cycling safe and affordable. With well-tuned bikes selling for as low as $10, customers will be guaranteed a financially sound alternative to the rising cost of automotive transportation. And here's the good part. All profits generated will be donated to the Virginia Breast Cancer Foundation. More information on directions and hours is available by contacting Shelley Briggs at shelley5000@hotmail.com. And let me spell that for you, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y 5000@hotmail.com. And let's get back to some Malian music here. I mentioned Rail Band, the band led by Jilimadi Tunkara, since, they were founded in the late 60s or maybe right around the time of this recording that I'm going to play. This is Rail Band by Rail Band, recorded in 1970. So this is basically their theme song. Check it out. Thank you.
tori be mali kere batila ibolo bila tijani ibolo bila buru nyimando ikasumaya arai bandile teikana nakano saima lobona arai bandile fankai ya folile
Wanda, 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 w Thank you.
All right, recorded live there at Festival in the Desert in Essakane in northern Mali in 2002. That's Lojo, which is a band from France, and Django and Jacques Coolboy. That's one of the great music festivals that takes place every year in Mali. There's really two big music festivals that they've got now every year. The second one is the Festival of the Niger River in Ségou. And that happens in February. The Festival in the Desert happens in January. And Festival in the Desert moves around different locations every year in the Sahara Desert. Both are fabulous festivals. I'd love to attend one of those one of these days. And there is hopefully going to be a delegation from Richmond attending the Festival of the Niger in Ségou in February 2006. Because Ségou is trying to get Richmond interested in a sister city or twinning city arrangement between the two cities, two great historic capital cities on major rivers of their continents. And Ségou, I think the second largest city in Mali after the capital, current capital, which is Bamako. And that would be a great cultural exchange opportunity for the citizens of Richmond. That's one of the things that Mali's prime minister was here to talk about today, and he was scheduled to be speaking with Mayor L. Douglas Wilder about that very subject. If you'd like to know more about this visit that is still in progress and will be through the end of the day, it is being sponsored by an organization called VPeace, which is Virginia Institute for Peace and Islamic Studies. And they have a very nice website with lots of information about that and about all of their activities, which is www.vipis.org. And that's the occasion for all of this Malian music that we're playing. But, you know, it really never needs an occasion. Some of the greatest music in the world being made today coming out of that now peaceful and hopefully getting more prosperous country in that is the crossroads between North Africa and West Africa, Mali. Also in that set of music, we heard from Salif Keita, who is the great former singer of the Rail Band, from a record that really opened up the world music idea to a lot of people called Sorrow. It was released in 1987, and we heard the track, first track on that record, Wamba, a very popular record from Salif Keita, who for years was the lead singer in the Super Rail Band, and that's who we heard first. Or they weren't called Super Rail Band yet; they were just called the Rail Band. They were sponsored by the railroad station in Bamako. That was pretty typical arrangement for African dance bands of the 60s and 70s to have a commercial sponsor and then to play at their venue, you know, pretty much all the time, and then to be named after that venue. A little bit later on in the program, you'll be hearing one of the Rail Band's competitors from the 1970s, the L'Ambassadeurs du Motel, and they are actually named after a hotel or motel. And we heard Rail Band, their theme song, just called Rail Band, from 1970. And you are listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on WRIR, 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. This program is brought to you in part because of the generous support of our founding underwriter, Exile. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow, featuring two floors of clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. They also sell Bluntstones and TUK footwear, Manic Panic and special effects hair color, and silver jewelry. Exile is located at 822 West Gray Street in the middle of VCU. Store hours and information are available at 358-3348. And let's see, where are we going to go next in this music? Oh, we're going to go to the southern part of Mali here to the region known as Wassalou. And the Wassalou sound is dominated by female singers. Somewhat unusual for in African music, not totally, but I'd probably 80 or 90% of the Wassalou style singers are women. We're going to hear one of the great ones right now. This is Kumba Sidibe on Global Agogo.
ne mana nyalo jaga umaru ya jalala smoro yamma fagwali anumuni jaga kube na dumae jali wolola jali yala fine wolola fine yala numu wolola fajila fagwali si ni dure nye banga visa jamfa e jali wolola jali yala fina wolola fina yala garange wolola fajila beni abara e tuna kono sa smauro ya yi kumadara sigaso jaga umaru ya mbonya la bate ansa mana smauro jani wiyamanga kobena tuma kobena waji jaga sunguru ni sere kumajigile yesira la kene chula yelene yetini kando imalo mwoti jayangwodo samarosa yama kwa joni nyenu munye baba wolola tuma warola isabu ya ngara yala tuma warokande jinyane uyamanga kwebe na tuma ye tuma warone sumu wani ere jama yae kwebe na tuma hala mamadu tuma waroda babora numulu fe fakwa ni mazila mada maloke neke muru bora fakwali nufe fakwali masila bada imaloto fasa daga bora numulu bolo fakwali masila wali gingimba imaloto fasa wali gibora numulu fe chidure babae ai nedoni jala ne mananyalo suma oro ya jala lale ai ne doni jala ne mananyalo mamaru ya jala la
WRIR Global Agogo.
Yala wa ati nyuma ke nyuma nyeja ni toche ni ya jugu manje o bi fo ko wallara di masla
Yeah, they're some of the young virtuosos of Malian music. That's Balake Sissoko on the kora, and he's being accompanied there by Adama Tunkara on Ngoni, and that Adama is the son of Jelimadi Tunkara, who you heard from earlier in the program from the rail band. Also, Fasere Jabate on balafone on a wonderful record called Delhi. We heard the title track of that from Balake Sissoko. And before that, we heard from Kasimadi Jabate and Ayaye, and we started out the set with Kumba Sidibe from the Wasalu region of Mali, and Kolun Yelima Joba. I hope I'm getting that right. Pretty close, anyway. This would be a good time for me to get corrected, because there will be plenty of people in town who actually know how to pronounce these things. So give me a call, 649-9737, and tell me how to actually say these things. And that's from a great record, great compilation, called The Wasalu Sound, Women of Mali, on Stern's Records, that I highly recommend. And all of those songs in pentatonic scales or modal scales, you know, that's what gives them the kind of North African sound that they have, even though the Wasalu music isn't from North Africa at all. It's from the southern part of Mali, which isn't especially close to North Africa, but that those modes are popular all over the place. They're actually popular in American jazz as well. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on the mighty, mighty WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we are, don't forget, streaming worldwide on the web at www.wrir.org. And speaking of North African sounds, I'm going to be heading out of here when the show is over at 7 o'clock on down to Plant Zero Art Center, which is at 0 East 4th Street at the corner of Hull Street, for Art Karma, which is an annual fundraising event for the great folks at Art 180. It's a sale of artistic merchandise, and the benefits of the sale go to keep the programming that they're doing for underprivileged youth at Art 180 going, and they do great work there. So please do come out and visit us. I'm going to be down there, and my colleagues Charles Williams and DJ Carlito are down there right now setting up. And we're going to be playing music for the event that has a kind of karmic bent to it. It's going to be all North African and Middle Eastern music, and it'll be highly danceable as well. So come for the music, come for the sale, and come to enjoy yourself, and particularly come to support a great organization, Art 180. I'll see you guys down there this evening. The event officially starts at 7 o'clock at Plant 00 East 4th Street at Hull Street. And WRIR, and particularly Global Agogo, are sponsored by the generous founding underwriting support of the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center presents internationally acclaimed vocal sextet The Western Wind for a program titled The Hanukkah Story on December 5th at 7:30 p.m. They will present 25 eclectic selections celebrating the Jewish Winter Festival of Light. Tickets are $30 and are available by calling 289-8980 or visiting modlin.richmond.edu. And this program is brought to you due to the generous contributions of our founding underwriter, Sticky Rice, serving Asian American sushi and tater tots since last century. Sticky Rice, located at 2232 West Main Street on the corner of Main and Strawberry, is a destination spot in the fan. Artful Asian interior, beautiful staff, and fresh creative entrees are available for lunch Monday through Friday and for dinner 7 nights per week. And their sushi chefs are also available for catering. If you'd like more information from Sticky Rice, you can get it at this phone number, if you like, 358-7870. And we got into the second hour here of Global Agogo, of music from Mali, and I want to get started with this is a record that a friend of mine, Hiroshi from Brooklyn, gave me, and I haven't had a chance to play it on the show, so it's a great opportunity to pull this out. It's a beautiful LP called Maravillas du Mali. And in Mali, just like throughout Africa in the 1960s, Latin and particularly Cuban music was all the rage, and all the bands had to be able to play Cuban sounds. And so let's hear something that you're not going to hear in too many places. Maravillas du Mali doing Boogaloo Será Mali right here on Global Agogo.
Aullé don, qué maravilla fe. será mali, bugalú será mali, bugalú será mali.
Thank you. dumanye kanu dumanye dini dumanye
WRIR.
dame tole adi damu ndi woluma aba fere ya to ba mi dame tole adi fani mari woluma aba bana ba to ba mi dame tole ale na fura ba ndi woluma fa kolite sila na sa tuyale mo kana bela manen kalula manen kakata sila na le Manekalola, maneka keteslama. Tiale, mokana bila manekalula, maneka keteslana le. Mbafa tiale, mokana bila manekalula, tuya. Tiale, mokana bila manekalula, maneka keteslana le.
All right, so music from Habib Kouate and Bamada, some of the one of the younger, really popular musicians coming out of Mali. That's Komine from his album Maya from 1999. Before that, we heard some great Mande rock from Abdoulaye, that's a tough one for me to pronounce, Jabate, and Super Mondan. He's actually, he lives in New York City, and that song is called Fakoli. And before that, we heard from a band that kind of got that mix of rock and traditional or folkloric style going, the great Ambassadeurs du Motel. That's the group that Salif Keita joined after he left the Rail Band, which is kind of like going from the Yankees to the Red Sox. We heard Bololo Sanu from the Ambassadeurs du Motel, and that is on a great compilation on Network Records out of Germany called Golden Afrique Volume 1. And we played two songs from that compilation here today. That was where I got the Rail Band from as well. It's got just a great selection of West African dance bands from the 1960s and 70s, and it's just absolutely essential for those of us that are not real collectors and don't have copies of all the original material and things like that. And we started out the set with a real nugget there, Maravillas de Mali, playing some Boogaloo. Boogaloo Será Mali. And that brings us to 6:22 in the p.m. here in Richmond, Virginia, USA. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And big ups to the guys from Work Magazine who are just in here doing a photo shoot. Cool. And so you may be getting the opportunity to see what I actually look like in, I believe it'll be the January issue of Work Magazine, if that all comes to pass. And I just want to thank those guys for coming in here and being very professional and allowing me to continue to go about my business while they were photographing me. Work Magazine, nice guys. Thank you very much. And let's see. WRIR would like to thank the Visual Arts Center of Richmond for its continued underwriting support. The Visual Arts Center of Richmond, formerly the Hand Workshop, engaging the community in the creative process through the visual arts. The Visual Arts Center is located in the historic Fan District and is home to studio art classes, exhibition galleries, workspace for artists, and much more. To learn about fall classes for adults and children and upcoming exhibitions, visit their website, which is www.visarts.org, or you can call them at 353-0094. Explore your creative spirit today at the Visual Arts Center of Richmond. And this public service announcement, the Lost Trade School of Richmond, in cooperation with the Royal Oak Foundation, Henricus Historic Park, VCU, and Agecroft Hall, are all proud to present a lecture by James Ayres entitled Domestic Interiors, the British Tradition, 1500 to 1850. Mr. Ayres is a fellow of the British Society of Antiquaries, excuse me, a founder of the Building of Bath Museum, and a historian and curator noted on both sides of the Atlantic for his exhibits, articles, and 9 books on art and architecture. Mr. Ayres will be sharing his extensive knowledge of domestic interiors and building construction gained through exhaustive building investigation and documentary research he has undertaken across Britain. And this will be his second time appearing here in Richmond. He was here last spring, I believe last spring as well. The lecture will be held at Agecroft Hall, that's 4305 Sulgrave Road, on Thursday, November 17th, that's next Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Admission is $10 at the door. Students, trade, apprentices, and artisans will be offered free admission. If you'd like more information, you can call Tyler Potterfield at 804-225-1383, or you can reach him by email, ttylerpotterfield@msn.com, and I'll spell that out for you. TTYLERPOTTERFIELD@msn.com. Okay, enough announcements. Let's get back to the music. We got time for a couple more sets, and I want to play some desert blues from Mali. This is one of my favorite styles of Malian music. Let's get started with Afel Bokoum here on Global Agogo.
Yeah, tere kalka tere taj tere forma bae ala dede ya para yo malki
forma bae ala dede ya para yo malki
mi matere
Manoko togotia narungo era mogomina alani mogontanya ni togontanya adiaranela abi alani furuke nyumantigia Bengano nyonfo sheri sheri Kamfuro nyonfo kabari kada furu kunye jiki minye Aha no jiki amina mfara okafo
Listening to Global Agogo on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio.
Son
Boubacar Traoré and Car Car Madison, which was a big hit for him back in the 1960s. That's a recording, re-recording of that from 1998. And Rokia Traoré, before that, no relation, Mbifo, from her great album from last year called Bone Boy, my favorite record of 2004. So 2 years in a row, my favorite record shaping up to be from Mali this year. So far, it's Dimanche à Bamako by Amadou and Mariam. And we started out the set with the protege of Ali Farka Touré. His name is Afel Bokoum. And we heard the song Ala Sidi from Afel Bokoum. And so a little desert blues in that set. And we're doing a show of all Malian music, as I have mentioned throughout the program. You probably already figured that out yourself. You didn't really need me to tell you that. And the occasion is that His Excellency, the Prime Minister of Mali, is actually in Richmond today. He gave a lecture at VCU at 4 o'clock. Of course, I could not attend that because I had to come do my show, which is unfortunate. And I'm hoping that maybe some of the Malian dignitaries have had the opportunity to turn the radio on while they were going between their many events. They met with Governor Warner earlier this afternoon and with Mayor Wilder as well. I think that was actually happening after the lecture. They are trying to promote some interest in having a twinning city situation between Ségou, Mali, and Richmond, Virginia, two great river cities with rich history. And I think that would be a great idea. And they are trying to encourage Richmonders to attend the River Niger Festival in Ségou in February of 2006. And boy, that sounds great to me. I would love to do that. And anyway, so kind of a big day here for Mali in Richmond. And I thought I would accompany that with some great Malian music. Never need much of an excuse to do that in any case. And let me tell you that Global Agogo is underwritten in part by the friendly folks at the Magdalen Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond, who present a rare performance of Charles Dickens' public readings version of A Christmas Carol on December 3rd at 7:30 p.m. With original music and sound effects, this reading promises to be a holiday treat for the entire family. Tickets are $30 with discounts for children. Call 289-8980 or visit their website, new and improved for this 10th anniversary season, which is www.modlin.richmond.edu. And this program is brought to you due to the generous contributions of our founding underwriter, Sticky Rice, serving Asian American sushi and tater tots since last century. Sticky Rice, located at 2232 West Main Street on the corner of Main and Strawberry, is a destination spot in the fan. Artful Asian interior, beautiful staff, and fresh creative entrees are available for lunch Monday through Friday and for dinner 7 nights per week. And their sushi chefs are also available for catering. If you'd like more information, you can get it at 358-7870. We've got time for 15 minutes more of music. Want to cram in as much as we can. We've got a bunch of tracks that I haven't gotten to yet. So let's get right to work on that. And let me remind you that after this is over, I'm going to be joining my colleagues, Charles Williams and DJ Carlito, down at Art Karma, which is a benefit for Art 180. That's happening tonight starting at 7 p.m. and going until. And we're going to be playing some fine music from North Africa and the Middle East for you to get your groove on to while they have this fantastic sale of artist-made products, all of the proceeds going to benefit the good folks at Art 180, who do great work in our community and ought to be supported by all of us. So come down there and join us at Plant Zero Art Center starting at 7 o'clock. I will be down there a little bit after that. And let's play some music. Okay, and so we're going to do three Traorés in a row here. We're going to have Lobi Traoré. This is called Sajaru from him. Check it out.
Sayaya de kemba dalam sayin. Sajuru mani ne. Amai. Sayaya de kemba dalam sayin. Sajuru mani ne. Amai. Sayaya de kemba dalam sayin. Sajuru mani ne. Amai. Sayaya de kemba dalam sayin. and a cross up for a juicy game. Now, I'm a new role for my division. Now, I'm a division.
And that's Issa Bagayogo on Global Agogo, Kalan Nege. And that's some recent Malian music with some beats attached. And before that, we heard some kind of a North African rap, I guess. Arawan from Tinarawan, one of my favorite bands. Their record called Amasakul. And that's a band that was formed by guys who were fighting in the revolution against the Malian government, which is now ended. It's been over for several years, and they were actually fighters in the army together, and they put down, as the legend goes, they put down their Kalashnikovs and picked up electric guitars and formed a North African rock and roll band, and they are just absolutely amazing. I got to see them in New York a few months ago, Tinarawan, and just absolutely go see these guys perform if you get a chance. We started out the set Lobi Traore and Sajuru, and that's going to bring us to the end of another episode of Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove right here on the mighty, mighty WRIR 97.3 FM, or Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us, and streaming worldwide on the web at www.wrir.org. And Global Agogo is sponsored every week by our friends at the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. And the Modlin Center presents Eyewitness Blues, a unique theatrical piece from New York's East Village that combines both jazz and theater, telling the story of a hard luck horn player. Performances are November 30th and December 1st at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $30 and are available by calling 289-8980 or visiting modlin.richmond.edu. Thank you for joining me on our 2 hours of music from Mali. We'll be back next week with some other theme. And we're going to go out with the great Oumou Sangaré and her big hit, Yalla. Following that, it's Chuck B and a cast of thousands today on Beep Ah, a fresh mix of urban dance music, hip-hop, and so much more. So do stay tuned with us here, 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. We love you. Thank you for supporting us during the pledge drive. And I will see you next week. Stay tuned for Beep Ah Fresh. Please do.